As we back out of the garage in search of a place we haven't been before, which happens with some regularity given we've lived in this area for just over 3 years, my wife will invariably ask, "Do you want me to put it in the map?" And I'll almost always reply, "Not yet." Before I continue, let me make it clear that I'm not some sort of Luddite who's opposed to using GPS to get me where I'm going. I see the value in the technology and how it makes navigating the road network easier, but I also find that by using it I end up on autopilot. I got there, but I'm not really sure how, which isn't the best way to get to know a new city. I liken the situation to being given step-by-step instructions on how to do something. You follow all the prompts and you eventually get to the finish line, causing a smile to flash across your face, but when you try to do it by yourself later, you can't get past the third step because that little voice is no longer there to direct you. There's a difference between getting there and actually learning how to get there, which is why I'm reluctant to rely too heavily on GPS as I make my way to new areas around the Calgary region. I'll typically look at a map, one on my phone, not the paper variety, to figure out the best route to take, and then do my darndest to remember all the turns and exits required to get to the destination. Sometimes it works out, other times I'll turn to my wife and say, "It might be time to plug it into Google Maps." I find I pay much more attention to my surroundings when I take it old school than when I've got an automated companion in tow. If I know the next turn isn't for 2 kilometers, I don't have to look at the name of the next street or several after that, so I can effectively detach from my environment. With GPS, I'm passing through neighborhoods but I don't really have to know where I am. My only job is to be in the correct lane so I can carry out the instructions I'm about to receive. I'm not suggesting that I long for the good old days when I'd have to anxiously ask the passenger, "Did we just pass Maple Street?" And I'm most certainly grateful that the GPS never responds, "I don't know." Even so, I'm reluctant to become too reliant on it. I tell my wife that we're going to feel our way around town, that we'll eventually get to the destination even though it might not be via the most direct route. There's something to be said for learning from your mistakes, from not only figuring out the right way to get there, but knowing where not to go. Mind you, you never know what you might find after making that wrong turn, a spot you never would have stumbled upon if GPS had been involved.